Do you ever think your thoughts are private, unknown to anyone but yourself? Padre Pio's incredible gift shows us that even our innermost thoughts aren't hidden from God. And today, we're sharing three incredible stories that prove it. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's stories come from the book Saint Pio of Pretlucina, Stigmatist of the 20th Century by Father Angel Pena Benito. Within his pages, we find incredible accounts of Padre Pio's extraordinary ability to know hidden truths about others, things that no one ever told him. These anecdotes remind us of a profound truth of our Catholic faith, that nothing is hidden from God. So let's dive in and hear these remarkable stories. The author shared, "A man went to confess to Padre Pio, and as he knelt in the confessional, without hesitation, the holy Capuchin shouted at him, 'Get out of here, you animal! Out!' Humiliated and downcast, the man left. The next day, on his train ride home, he met someone who had witnessed the scene. This person offered a possible explanation for Padre Pio's harsh reaction. He told him that he was certainly unrepentant for some sin. As it turned out, the man on the train was right. He and his wife had agreed to abort 3 times. Padre Pio knew this and knew that he was not repentant. The man realized the gravity of his sin, returned to confess, and was forgiven." As we see in this short anecdote, Padre Pio's sternness wasn't meant to condemn. It was meant to awaken. God is always ready to forgive, but his mercy requires genuine repentance. However, Padre Pio's ability to know the unspoken wasn't limited to sins. He could also discern people's circumstances, even details they had never shared with anyone. The next story offers a lighter example of this gift. Listen to this. One day, two daughters of a doctor from San Marco in Lamis went up to San Giovanni Rotondo. Their father had forbidden them to kiss Padre Pio's hand to avoid contracting his illness. The sisters, seeing that everyone was kissing Padre Pio's hand, approached so as not to stand out from the rest of the group. As they approached, Padre Pio stopped them and said, "No, obey your father." The poor girls blushed and were amazed that Padre Pio knew something they had told no one. While many came to see Padre Pio for sincere reasons, others approached him with far less noble intentions. Among his visitors were skeptics, communists, and even Freemasons, some of whom actively opposed God and the Church. One famous story involves two Freemasons who decided to mock the sacrament of confession. Their plan was to confess sins they simply made up, with the intention of ridiculing the sacrament and Padre Pio himself. The men went to Padre Pio separately, but each encountered the same shocking experience. As they began to confess their made-up sins, Padre Pio stopped them, told them he knew what they were doing, and then began to tell each of them their real sins as well as the time, the place, and how they committed them. The two were so overwhelmed that a few days later they repented of their sinful lives and converted to the Catholic faith. And with that, we conclude today's stories. These testimonies show to prove an important point from our Catholic faith, and that is that God is omniscient, meaning that God is all-knowing. There are many accounts similar to these about Padre Pio knowing a person's innermost thoughts and intentions. These predictions of Padre Pio are so to the point, so accurate, that it is impossible to explain them by mere chance. Padre Pio was not that lucky to guess all these things. They were revealed to him by God. This serves as a powerful reminder that our thoughts are known to God and that our thoughts are not some isolated private sphere where all is permitted. As Catholics, we confess that we have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed, and by what we have left undone. So let's be careful about what we think and strive to avoid sinful thoughts, for they too count as sins. And remember, in the words of Padre Pio himself, prayer is the best weapon we have. It is the key to God's heart. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.